from the breathtaking cliffs of Barrancas del Cobre in Mexico to the astounding Perito Moreno Glacier in Argentina, Latin America boasts some of the most awe-inspiring natural wonders in the world. But along with this splendor, there's a darker side. It's also a place where the earth trembles with fury, the skies unleash torrents of water, and the winds howl with ferocity, reminding us of nature's awesome power. Friends, my name is Andrew Colon, and I'd like to welcome you to our latest episode of the Mysteries of Latin America podcast. If this is your first time with us, what I do here is tell stories about the myths, legends, history, and mysteries of North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean for the whole world to know. If you're a returning listener, I'm honored you're back, and I invite all of you to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or wherever you're hearing us, and to share the show with like-minded adventurers. Today, I've put together a collection for you of the top five different natural disasters of North, Central, and South America and the Caribbean. We'll tell you the stories of what we consider to be the worst earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, floods, and volcanic eruptions in modern history in Latin America. But before I go, I'll answer a question someone asked me when I told them I was writing this podcast. They said, "Why do a show on disasters? That's something that happens everywhere. Your shows are usually about treasures found in remote caves or unsolved disappearances, no? Where's the mystery in that?" They were right in that natural disasters can pretty much happen anywhere, like here in Cancun. Today, you know Cancun is a beach or a party destination for spring break, and some of you who might be more academically inclined might know about an archaeological site or two. But in October 2005, Hurricane Wilma unleashed its fury on us here and left a trail of absolute destruction in its wake, with sustained winds reaching 185 miles an hour, 295 kilometers per hour, Hurricane Wilma remained nearly stationary over Cancun for an astonishing 60 hours, making it one of the longest-lived stationary hurricanes ever recorded and the most intense hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic Basin. It wasn't the worst by our standards, and we'll tell you about the one we picked shortly, but it was a catastrophe. In the aftermath of the storm, Cancun looked more like a war zone than a tourist destination, with debris all over the landscape and the once lush vegetation stripped completely bare, and it took more than a decade to come back from all of that. And even most of my friends and family don't know this, not the full story. There wasn't anywhere near the social media or news coverage that we have now, and the truth is that you can never know a story like the people who lived it. And the mystery for most of us and most of you listening is going to be that you didn't know about some of these tragedies, because they didn't happen in your time period or they didn't happen in your country. That's why I want to retell these stories of disaster and devastation and coming back from it, so we know how much our Latin American neighbors have gone through and how they were resilient enough to somehow come back and thrive. Now let's get started with the top five different natural disasters in Latin America. We start our top five with one of the scariest natural disasters any of us could ever go through, earthquakes. And for that, we'll go down to Chile. The worst earthquake to hit Latin American recorded history was the Great Chilean Earthquake, also known as the Valdivia Earthquake of 1960. But it's not just the most powerful earthquake to hit Latin America. It's the most powerful earthquake, in terms of its 9.5 magnitude on the Richter scale, in the modern world's recorded history. The quake struck the southern coast of Chile on May 22, 1960, and the whole region was affected. The epicenter was located off the coast of Chile, near the city of Valdivia, and the earthquake's intensity, coupled with its subsequent tsunami, which we'll couple together to be numbers 1 and 2 on our list, making it one of the deadliest natural disasters in all of Latin American history. The human toll of the earthquake was staggering. The estimated death toll ranged from 1,000 to 6,000 people, with tens of thousands more injured. Entire towns were leveled, leaving countless individuals homeless and traumatized. The aftermath of the disaster posed major challenges for emergency responders and relief efforts, as access to the affected areas was blocked by the widespread destruction of roads and infrastructure. And in addition to the immediate impact on human life and property, the Great Chilean Earthquake had long-lasting consequences for Chile and the surrounding region. Rebuilding stretched over years, requiring substantial financial investment and international aid. The disaster also prompted advancements in earthquake monitoring and preparedness, as Chile and other countries of the Pacific Ring of Fire sought to mitigate the risk of future seismic events. Now, like I said earlier, this earthquake also takes care of number two on our list, as the Great Chilean Earthquake unleashed a massive tsunami. That tsunami propagated across the Pacific Ocean, impacting coastal areas in Chile, Peru, and Ecuador, as well as causing damage all the way over in Hawaii, Japan, the Philippines, New Zealand, and even as far as the west coast of the United States, making it the worst tsunami in Latin America's recorded history. The tsunami compounded the destruction caused by the initial seismic event, amplifying the loss of life and the damage to property. Entire coastal communities were swept away, and infrastructure was obliterated along Chile's coastline and beyond. The Great Chilean Earthquake of 1960 is a stark reminder of the immense power of nature and the devastating impact of earthquakes and tsunamis. Since we took care of numbers 1 and 2 just now, let's go to number 3 on our list of the top 5 different natural disasters in Latin America. Hurricanes. While Hurricane Wilma, as I mentioned before, was the highest intensity for a hurricane in the Atlantic Basin, based on barometric pressure, it wasn't the worst all around. That unfortunate title goes to Hurricane Mitch in 1998. Mitch formed in the Western Caribbean and intensified rapidly, reaching Category 5 status with sustained winds of 180 miles per hour or 290 kilometers per hour. It made landfall in Central America, devastating Honduras and Nicaragua, with severe consequences. Mitch unleashed torrential rains that caused catastrophic flooding and widespread landslides all across Central America. Entire communities were submerged underwater, and hillsides collapsed, burying homes and villages. The intense rainfall overwhelmed river systems, leading to flash floods that swept away everything in their path. The combination of wind damage, flooding, and landslides resulted in a humanitarian crisis of unprecedented proportions. The casualties from Hurricane Mitch were immense. It's estimated that over 11,000 people lost their lives as a direct result of the storm, with thousands more injured and millions displaced from their homes. The destruction of roads, bridges, and communication networks hampered rescue and relief efforts, making the suffering even worse for those affected by the disaster. The aftermath of Hurricane Mitch left Central America reeling from the devastation for years to come. The region's economy was severely impacted, with agricultural crops destroyed, livestock lost, and businesses decimated. Reconstruction efforts faced significant challenges due to the scale of the destruction and the limited resources available to affected countries. The long-term social and psychological effects of the disaster were also profound, as communities struggled to recover and rebuild in the wake of such widespread devastation. Hurricane Mitch was a wake-up call for improved disaster preparedness and response in Latin America. The storm highlighted the need for better early warning systems, infrastructure resilience, and community preparedness measures to mitigate the impact of future hurricanes and natural disasters. It also spurred international cooperation and assistance efforts, as countries rallied together to support the affected regions in their recovery and rebuilding efforts. Ultimately, Hurricane Mitch's legacy underscores the importance of resilience and solidarity in the face of one of nature's most powerful forces. And now we go from the destructive power of hurricanes to the unstoppable force of number 4 on our list, flooding. And when I was researching for this podcast, I couldn't decide between the two examples of what I found to be the most destructive floods in Latin American history. So we're going to tell you about both, as there are some important differences between the two. The first flood, which involved much more than water, happened in 1985 in central Colombia. Known as the Armero tragedy, it was caused by the eruption of the Nevado del Ruiz volcano, which melted snow and ice, creating massive mud flows that swept through the town of Armero and surrounding areas. The intensity of the flood was unparalleled, resulting in catastrophic loss of life and widespread devastation. The mudflows, known as lahars, cascaded down the slopes of the Nevado with incredible force, engulfing everything in their path. Armero, situated in the valley below the volcano, was especially vulnerable to the fast-moving torrents of mud and debris. Entire neighborhoods were buried under meters of mud, trapping thousands of residents as they slept in their homes. The suddenness and ferocity of the flood caught many off guard, leading to a high casualty toll. The aftermath of the Armero tragedy was harrowing, with estimates of the death toll ranging from 20 to 25,000 people. The town of Armero was virtually annihilated, reduced to rubble and mud. Rescue efforts were severely hurt by the scale of the disaster and the difficult terrain, with people facing a desperate struggle for survival in that devastation. The tragedy sent shockwaves across Colombia and the world, prompting an outpouring of sympathy and support for the victims and their families. What the tragedy highlighted was the need for improved disaster preparedness and response measures in Colombia and other volcanic regions. It helped spur efforts to enhance early warning systems, evacuation plans, and it also underscored the importance of public awareness and education about volcanic risks for sustainable land use practices in vulnerable areas. Now, the worst water-based flood, to distinguish it from the Armero tragedy we just talked about, to hit Latin America in recorded modern history, happened in 1970 in northern Peru near the Pacific coast, and is known as the Great Peruvian Flood. Triggered by heavy rainfall and the breaching of natural dams due to glacial meltwater, this catastrophic event resulted in immense devastation and loss of life. The intensity of the flood was unprecedented, with torrential rains causing flash floods and landslides that engulfed vast areas of the country, especially the Ancash region. The sudden onset of the flooding caught communities completely off guard, which made the human toll even worse as people struggled to escape the rising waters and mudslides. The flood claimed an estimated 70,000 to over 100,000 lives, making it the deadliest flood in Latin American history. Entire towns and villages were swept away, homes were destroyed, farmland was inundated, leaving behind a trail of absolute destruction and despair. Immense challenges in recovery and reconstruction marked the aftermath of the Great Peruvian Flood. The scale of the destruction totally overwhelmed local and national authorities and even relief organizations, not just requiring assistance from the national government, but international humanitarian agencies. Rebuilding homes, restoring essential services, and providing aid to survivors were daunting tasks that stretched resources to their limits and tested the resilience of affected communities for many years afterward. And now we get to number 5 on our list of the top 5 different natural disasters in Latin America: volcanic eruptions. One important point to make is that many of these natural disasters can overlap, meaning that a hurricane can cause damage immediately from winds, and then storm surge and flooding compound the initial impact, which can also cause landslides, a disastrous domino effect. The same goes for volcanic eruptions. If you remember, the Armero tragedy in Colombia was brought on by flooding that caused landslides, but was caused by a volcanic eruption of the Nevado del Ruiz volcano in Colombia. North America, Central America, and South America aren't the only ones in Latin America who have to worry about volcanic eruptions. If we go to the Caribbean, we'll find that it also isn't exempt from the hurt that volcanoes can unleash. And that happened as far back as 1902 with the eruption of Mount Pelee on the island of Martinique. That eruption was catastrophic, with intense pyroclastic flows and ash clouds engulfing the nearby town of St. Pierre. Now, you may have noticed that instead of talking about lava flows, I used the term pyroclastic flows, but this was for a reason, and yes, I had to look it up. I'm not that smart. In the eruption of Mount Pelée, much of the damage was done by high-speed avalanches of hot gas, volcanic ash, and rock fragments that flow downhill from a volcanic vent at incredible speeds. These are pyroclastic flows, and they're extremely dangerous and destructive, capable of leveling everything in their path and causing widespread devastation. These flows swept through Saint-Pierre at speeds of over 400 miles per hour, 700 kilometers per hour, instantly incinerating everything in their path. The intensity of the eruption was unparalleled, leading to the near total destruction of Saint-Pierre and claiming the lives of an estimated 30,000 people. The high death toll made the eruption one of the deadliest volcanic disasters in history. The aftermath of the Mount Pelée eruption was devastating for the island of Martinique and its inhabitants. Saint-Pierre was once known as the Paris of the Caribbean for its vibrant culture and bustling economy, and it was reduced to ruins. The town's buildings, roads, and port facilities were obliterated by the onslaught. In the decades following the eruption, Saint-Pierre underwent a process of rebuilding and recovery, gradually reclaiming its status as a cultural and economic hub of Martinique. But the town's tragic history is a poignant reminder of the power of nature and the importance of respecting the inherent risks posed by volcanic activity. The memory of the Mount Pelée eruption lives on today in the collective consciousness of Martinique and definitely serves as a testament to the resilience of its people in the face of adversity. And with the eruption of Mount Pelée, that rounds out the top five different natural disasters in Latin America. Now, these disasters were nothing short of devastating for the regions they hit and their people, and many people were lost or lost everything. But in all of these situations, there were many cases where people stepped up for their neighbors, friends, or even total strangers and gave a hand where they could. These events spurred efforts in these countries and underscored the importance of public awareness and education and changed the way that people farmed, built, and lived in areas that were vulnerable to these disasters. Are there other horrific types of disasters I didn't mention? Of course there are. There have been immense wildfires, droughts, heat waves, and tornadoes that have destroyed parts of Latin America, and we'll feature those and more on future episodes of the podcast. Now, if you know of one or more of these that make it the worst in its category, reach out to me here, and I'd be honored to research them with your help and add them to an episode too. Just leave a comment wherever you're listening to us. Spotify and YouTube might be the best place for that, or drop me a line at andy@andycancun.com. That's easy to remember. andy@andycancun.com. And while we're at it, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode and have access to the nearly 50 episodes waiting for you in our vault. And if you have friends or family members who might love a good story about the myths, legends, history, and mysteries of North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean, I'd be honored if you share the podcast with them. Friends, as always, I thank you for your support and for listening, and I'll have much more for you real soon. I'm Andrew Colon. Adios.